It seems like every time you turn around, someone's come up with a new way to keep our minds sharp and active.
The latest in a line of products developed to sharpen our cognitive skills.
You'll also need to engage in some brain fitness, like playing chess, Sudoku, or card games. Use it or lose it.
And that's really important if you want to stay mentally sharp across the lifespan.
But are these new methods that by implication help stave off Alzheimer's disease and dementia a cure-all, snake oil, or something in between? I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're discussing the myths and truths of brain games.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine comes from UK Healthcare, recently designated a comprehensive stroke center by the Joint Commission, the highest honor they bestow and the only institution in Lexington to receive this designation. Details, ukhealthcare.uky.edu.
I recently spoke with Dr. Aaron Abner of the UK Sandra Brown Center on Aging and the UK College of Public Health, and she's been very interested in where research into brain games is taking us.
What we seem to find in the literature is that while people get better at the specific tasks that they're working on, the specific training games, for instance, their scores will certainly improve over time. But we find that they don't necessarily transfer those gains to other areas of cognition.
Dr. Abner tells us the study she's examining looks at memory, reasoning, and speed of information processing, and whether brain games can improve these areas.
There was a four-arm intervention, a control group, and then a group that was trained just on memory, one just on reasoning, and one just on speed of processing. And these were all adults over the age of 65. And so they followed them now for up to 10 years after the intervention, and they find that while memory was improved over control for up to 5 years, there's no effect at 10 years. But for the other two, for reasoning and speed of processing, they did maintain those gains over control for up to 10 years. They also found that there was some transfer to functional status and people's instrumental activities of daily living, like cooking, shopping, being able to balance a checkbook. The people who had undergone the training arms were better on those outcomes than the people who had not undergone training.
So there is a benefit to this idea of use it or lose it, but it's not a cure-all. We need to be aware of a healthy balance between mind and body.
There isn't a lot of research on the effect, of crossword puzzles or Sudoku, and I think certainly they can't hurt. So that's, if you enjoy doing them, then by all means, go ahead and do them. But I think if you were going to focus your efforts into one or the other, I would go with physical activity. We know that cerebrovascular disease has a significant impact on our cognition as we age, and that it's very, very common for older adults to have, these cardiovascular risk factors. And we think all of that affects your thinking just as much as Alzheimer's type pathology might affect your memory and thinking. And in fact, it makes Alzheimer's type pathology worse. So if you can improve your cardiovascular health, that's probably a bigger benefit to you than doing these types of games.
The bottom line, according to Dr. Abner,
take care of your brain, not just by mental exercises, but by taking care of your whole body, too.
And that means get regular exercise, eat a balanced diet, and get adequate sleep. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.